At this point, it's probably safe to call it a trend. Margaret Atwood's 1985 novel, The Handmaid's Tale, is the latest work of classic dystopian fiction to hit the Amazon bestseller lists since the presidential election. It joins George Orwell's 1984 and Sinclair Lewis's It Can't Happen Here. NPR's Petra Mayer reports.
You might have seen protesters at the women's marches last month holding signs saying things like, "The Handmaid's Tale is not an instruction manual," and "Make Margaret Atwood fiction again." The Handmaid's Tale depicts an America collapsed into a theocratic dystopia called Gilead. It's a place where women are brutally oppressed. They're forbidden to read and forced to bear children for the ruling class. For many readers, that story is suddenly relevant. For Atwood herself, that's a bit of a surprise.
Who knew? Let's just put it that way. When I wrote it, who knew?
The Handmaid's Tale is on top of the Amazon bestseller lists. That's partly because Hulu has adapted it for TV. The show will debut in April, and viewers got their first glimpse of Gilead this past weekend during the Super Bowl.
You girls will serve the leaders and their barren wives.
At this moment in U.S. history, quite a few people are worried that it's going that way.
According to publicist Russell Perot, The Handmaid's Tale has been selling strongly for months.
In the last year, we've gone up 60%. And since the election, it's been 200% increase in sales.
Perot is the head of publicity for Anchor Books, which currently publishes The Handmaid's Tale.
Just this year alone, 2017, we've printed 125,000 copies of the book. And since last November, 150,000 copies.
And if you're wondering, that's a lot of books. Perot says a lot of those copies are being bought by people who've read the book before.
Now they're all reading it again, looking at it from a different view.
Atwood says back when she wrote the book 30 years ago, she got three distinct reactions.
The English said, "Jolly good yarn." They obviously weren't too worried about it. The Canadians, in their nervous way, said, "Could it happen here?" And the Americans said, "How long have we got?"
But it's not just nervous Americans on the left who are working out their worries on Amazon. As I was writing this story, The Handmaid's Tale was sitting at number one, 1984 was number two, and Dangerous, the upcoming book by alt-right provocateur Milo Yiannopoulos, was at number three. Petra Mayer, NPR News.